There have been many, many tributes to W.C. Handy over the years. His pioneering work, collecting, writing, and publishing blues, has been widely recognized for more than seven decades. Many of Handy's songs were around a long time before he published them. Others were merely obscure fragments that probably would have been lost for all time had he not incorporated them into his music and his skillful compositions. He collected blues, folk songs, and spirituals during nearly a quarter century of traveling widely, beginning around 1890, organizing and publishing them as written compositions. To Handy's eternal credit, he always attributed his African-American culture as the source of his music and inspiration. Now, during this program, I'll be exploring in depth the history and origin of Handy's biggest hit, St. Louis Blues, and we'll hear many different interpretations of his most durable classic. Here's something from a fascinating radio series on NBC that was called, I guess with tongue slightly in cheek, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. The June 16, 1940 broadcast was a tribute to the composer, with Handy as a guest trumpeter and commentator.
Mention W.C. Handy, and the mental reaction is immediately the St. Louis Blues. He wrote, "Since childhood, I have been able to write down snatches of melody, and this ear training enabled me to transcribe Negro idioms and characteristics. In 1914, a troubled time, I undertook to write a song which would embody the troubled times of one troubled person, using all I had known of the music of my own South. I didn't know whether white people would understand a sad blues song which also had wit and humor. I just wrote it, and I called it the St. Louis Blues. We now hear Dr. William Christopher Handy playing the trumpet in his own St. Louis Blues. Dr. Handy plays the first chorus, after which Dr. Levine and his Dixieland Octet take over." The intermission in today's concert by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. We are privileged at this time to introduce as our guest commentator a composer whose works are as typically American as apple pie, a home run with three on. Well, there's nothing more typically American than W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. And here is Dr. William Christopher Handy.
Persons in every walk of life have said to me, "Handy, your blues will never die." As long as they say this, they are unconsciously contributing to the long life of the blues. Much of my early success in composition to Harry H. Pace, then in Memphis. We found it necessary to organize the publishing firm of the Pace and Handy Music Company, Incorporated. At first, my songs were frowned on by many of my own race. Thank you. one phonograph company refused for a number of years to record the St. Louis blues, saying that the blues is only a fad and will soon die. This same company has made more recordings of St. Louis blues than of any other American composition. Even the Encyclopedia Britannica, 1931 edition, added the blues and jazz to its pages.
Got the St. Louis blue, just as blue as I can be. That gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
Take a black-headed woman, make a freight train jump and I say a black-headed woman, make a freight train jump that jive. Take a long, tall woman, make a preacher ball that jive.
Lee,
the
light, long, dark, dark. Lee, the light, long, dark, dark. Lee, the light, long, dark, dark. Lee, the light, long, dark, dark. Lee, the light, long, dark, dark.
Say a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave this town. Say a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave this town. But a red-headed woman make a boy slap his papa down.
The Mills Brothers' remarkable a cappella recording of St. Louis Blues from 1932, and a bit of pianist Butch Thompson. We began with a rare archival broadcast from 1940 of the NBC radio series The Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street from the radio collection of the Library of Congress.